As a curious, innocent child, we wander off from our village without concern for finding the way back, because we know there are no borders. An ignorantly wise, self-aware adult leaves a breadcrumb trail. I left one since age 6. The following account of my major life experiences is shared to build transparency and credibility for the controversial topics I discuss and assist people with. While some of these stories may seem highly coincidental or unlikely, I share them to show the observations I've made and their intricate connections over 40 plus years of my life as of 2020. My hope is to spark your own sensory-based memory to help you draw out some forgotten or denied magical experiences from your own storyline. I would love to hear about your experiences. Life is one process, one symbiotic, ongoing, recursive transaction. Everything in event is connected in relationship. I would love to help you remember the magic of your own storyline. I've been curious about how all storylines diverge and converge since I was a young boy. My storyline account will convey that. The following excerpt from Good Will Hunting best articulates how I feel and how I help people silence their prejudiced intellect to return to more direct experiencing and resulting understanding, personal knowing. In this movie excerpt, Robin's heart and countering action matches my own approach to supporting others who are too caught up in their concepts about life, blocking them from seeking and actually experiencing a shared reality. I lovingly observe the innate knowing within this verbal exchange. Loss only occurs when you love something more than you love yourself. What a great quote. So much wisdom in that statement. Without a split manifestation and obsessing over others, the concept of love is just that, and literally cannot exist. One cannot love itself in isolation. There is no self without othering. This is the life axiom and design paradigm that I help people to remember. We must forget, though, to become a self and lose awareness of our true origin as the ultimate self, as the life source energy. We must do this in order to participate with others and ideally experiencing some painful contrast in that othering, thus experiencing loss at the level of this self, which is the reminding cue, the seed planted within every self to agitate each self into pondering its origin. Some selves are both fortunate and unfortunate in the next level of existing, in that their divine remembering, ascending in bliss, but dithering and forgetting to descend again, while this self alive is the true definition of dogmatic purgatory. I have been there, and I can help you if you find yourself here. You're it, Chief. Your move. What are you, the ultimate self, going to do next? What will you act out? The ultimate question that I have pursued and answered through othering, why is there so little compassion displayed in life? Nope, not empathy born from a view of life as necessary and serious business. Empathy is just a tad above actionless sympathy, finding happiness for self through others' misfortune. In my direct experiencing of life, Compassion is the indiscriminate inclusion of all life's happenings in the hope of achieving the broadest possible awareness and realized love for everything seemingly residing within events without labeling and judging any of those outcomes. Incredibly difficult, but that's the goal of life. Compassionate living admits to self via othering, saying that this I admits that it is inherently limited from directly experiencing all of life's happenings. Therefore, this I should joyfully explore as much of life as possible before the view from this slice of life ceases to exist and know. Judging those happenings causes hesitation to engage with life with joyous abandon, like we did so easily as children in a time before we were conditioned out of our innocence. By life's loving design, we must all die into life, forgetting who we really are, the ultimate source energy, the creator, the great mystery, and in prevailing Western thinking and obsession, you are God, enabling us apart to have a chance of remembering who started all of this. Pure bliss is the result of forgetting and remembering our way into a compassionate existing.